I'm going to turn to a very unusual passage for an exhort over an offering, and that's Galatians chapter 2. It's the very verse you think that I might quote from there. It's Galatians 2:20. Most of you could say it by heart. Since this is the last day, you know, if you're still here by this morning, I know you're really hungry. So I'm going to talk to you like that. See, Galatians 2:20 is to me, it's a, I don't know what measure I'm walking in it, but I know it's, you have certain verses that are goal verses. This is a goal for me. I would like to have this same testimony myself to the measure that Paul had it. I don't know if I ever will or not, but let's just read it. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. It's like, okay, I'm alive, but well, really, it's not me. It's Christ living his life through me, but my personality's still here, but it's really not me, but it's Christ, but it's me. I'm alive, but it's Christ. To become so mingled with the mind of Christ that if you was to watch Paul on any given day, if somehow Jesus could just, you know, Paul could step out of that body and Jesus could just have it for one day, what you'd see Jesus do that day is no different than what you'll see Paul do that day. Boy, that's a goal verse of mine, you know. See, in another place in Philippians, he says, now, for me, as far as I'm concerned, to live, it is Christ. And it's saying the same things here. So, I don't know what measure I'm there, you know. I would like to think, let's say it as a goal, because I know I'm there sometimes more than at other times. That's what I'm trying to say, okay? And when we give at offering time, most of the time when Sue and I listen for an amount, I mean, if it's Christ living his life through me, I know there's times he wants me to give a certain amount. As his steward, he says, I want you to really do this now. I want you to put this in here. I heard Jesse Duplantis say one time years ago, he was in a service, and God said to him, I want you to give $10,000. And Jesse's funny. Jesse said, God, that can't be right. That's all I've got. And about that same time, he noticed the guy sitting next to him, just sweating BBs in his service, you know. He says, what's the matter, brother? He said, I just heard God say he wants me to give $10,000. Jesse says, I heard him too. I thought they was telling me. And then it got quiet again. Lord says, I'm telling both of you to give $10,000. Well, there's been a lot of times, and especially as Sue and I began attending the prayer center and doing the message, it just made sense to us that the living Christ is not, when it comes offering time, if he has an amount he'd like for us to give, he's not going to tell her $50 and tell me $100 or vice versa. So we got ourselves in training and listening for his voice, and we made this agreement from the beginning. We'll both listen. What we think we hear, we'll tell. And we're going to give the highest amount, whichever one of us heard the highest. But I'll be honest with you, and there's been a lot of times we'd hear exactly the same number. Boy, we just high five. We love it when that happens, see. But see, someday we've got to get beyond formula to relationship. And if you're the Friday morning crowd, you're well on that path already. See? I just know if Jesus walked through the... If somehow right now he just walked through the wall and walked right up here, I don't believe there's a one of you that suddenly goes, I want to give you my tithe. What does it say in Revelations? We cast our crowns and go prostrate at his feet and say, you know, worthy is the Lamb. You want to give him your all. There's no formula that goes into gear in you. You want to give him your all, see. Well, what I'm saying is this. There's times when we hear him say, I want you to give a specific amount. Most of the time we don't. We just give from the heart. But what I want to teach you today now, listen, if you're going to really become his steward, let's say it a different way. If you're going to come to the place where it's no longer you that live, but Christ that lives through you, you're going to have some Jesse Duplantis moments along the way. So let me just tell you about this one. Sue and I, this was not in the early days. In the very early days, money was staying away from us in great abundance. Then over time, things got somewhat better, you know. And there was this one time, just in a church service, and just without expecting it, the Lord said, I want you to point out a certain lady in the church. It wasn't an offering to the church, but it was somebody, a lady in the church that we knew. Says, I want you to catch up all of her bills and get her current. She's behind. And I knew, we knew in the natural she was somewhat behind. We didn't know she was somewhat behind. And the way that I felt the Lord wanted us to do it, I said, I think we're just supposed to give her a blank check. Just sign it. Give her a blank check. Say, you go home, add up all your bills, and write in that amount. See, so we did it. You know, just went. We didn't make a show of it or anything. Nobody knew what was going on. We just called her separately and gave her that. Says, now, when you go home, you can write out whatever you need to put in your account to pay off all your bills. She says, do you have any idea how far behind I am? She said, no. She said, is there any limit? And I'm asking, now here's my famous prayer again. At that moment, here's what your prayer is like on the inside. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, what are you having me do here, God? I heard these words come out of my mouth. I nearly fell over. I said, keep it under $5,000. It came to like 4,940 something. It wiped us out. I mean, I wasn't even sure. When I told her, keep it under 5,000, I went back and told Sue, I said, do we have 5,000? I don't know if we went home. We was checking every account, every resource, everything we had. We had enough to cover it, but I'm telling you, it's pretty much suggested Duplantis moment. Pretty well wiped us out. But it rescued her. She wound up staying with the Lord. She wound up getting married today. It's a beautiful story. God is love. This whole thing is about people. It's not about your checkbook. So I just want to encourage you, no matter what the offering is today, I want you to listen to God. And if you hear him say an amount, then I want you to start learning to be his steward and do what he says. Don't be afraid. Does it look to you like we miss too many meals? Come on. He's been taking good care of us. We're fine. It didn't matter if a bank account went to zero or not, you know. And it didn't. We still had enough to keep the account open. Barely. Was it $20 you got to keep in there or something like that? It was fine. It was fine. By the way, that was... Anyway. So I do want you to be learning to listen for his voice. Where Christ can live his life. Oh, it's one... And sometimes you'll just... When you really hear him... There was times, you know... My wife is so... She's got such a giving heart and a loving heart. You know, she hates to see anybody hungry. One time there was like a hobo type. And she's done this before, you know. Give them money or give them food. She was going to give him her coney. She just came out of the coney place and was going to give this guy her conies. And I hope I'm saying it right. And the Lord said firm, in a firm male voice, no. Now, we don't even know why to this day. But whether it would have put her in danger or we don't know why. But and see, there's you have scripture for that. You remember the prodigal son? He was out there and he went through all of the money that he had. And he was down. He was slopping the hogs, which it doesn't get any lower than that for a Jew than slopping the hogs. And he was getting almost to the point of eating out of the hog trough himself. And it says plainly, and no man gave unto him. If they had it, they would have been empowering him to stay in rebellion against God. So you've got to listen to God both ways. There's times he'll tell you to give, and there's times he'll say no. Oh, the other story, this is another one too. One time... The numbers may be off, but the principle is right. He told Sue to give like $10 or a certain amount to this lady, and she had like $20 on her. She said, well, I'll just give her the whole $20. And he said, no, that would be adding to my word. You give what he tells you to. If he says give 10, you give 10. You don't give 20. Hallelujah. What I'm trying to say is, did y'all know Jesus is alive and well? He's alive and he's got instructions on a daily basis. It's Christ that's living his life through me, and he does it by the agency of the Holy Spirit. And boy, if the church can ever come there, I think our financial troubles are over. They really will be. So let's practice this morning. Just bow your head for a moment. There's only two ways that I know to give, in according to the New Testament. One is as his steward. I mean, just learn to listen for his voice and don't be afraid when he talks to you. And if you hear him say an amount, then that's really what you ought to do. You ought to give that. And if you're listening and you say, Gary, I'm just not hearing anything. Well, praise the Lord. Then now you have the opportunity to give from your own heart. Do you appreciate this ministry? Do you appreciate what's going on? If you want to support what's happening, you have an opportunity to sow from your heart now and give it to the Lord. So in either way, there's offering envelopes on the pew right in front of you. If you need a receipt for your giving, make checks payable to GCC. And if the ushers will come forward and get the offering plates, let me just offer a quick prayer. But it's really sincere prayer. Father, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you that you've already made us joint heirs with Christ. I thank you that none of us have to give trying to get wealthy, because by his grace, by your grace, Father, through his sacrifice, you've already made us wealthy. We're already joint heirs with Christ. So, Father, I thank you for every person that has a heart to give, even those, Lord, by the way of the website, if they want to give through the website, Lord. Father, we thank you for your hand of blessing. We mainly thank you, Father, for that anointing of increase on the offering that causes the loaves and fishes to feed the multitudes, that causes this amount, whatever it is, multiply it by that anointing of increase. Cause it to send your gospel around the world farther than the devil would ever think possible. And Father, we just give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name.